Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We have a treat today. We get to talk about Annie and the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. Patrick Ahern is here, and we're going to introduce you to Annie in just a second. And we have a returnee, Christopher Sanders, is here also, and we're going to hear from him too this morning. But first, Patrick Ahern.
Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. I say this at just about every show you have. This is going to be really fun. But who doesn't like Annie?
Annie is it's comfort food. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just it's a slice of happiness. It's what our world needs today. And why not have it a slice of it at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts? We've been wanting to do this show. Of course, one of our stars of the show, Sally Struthers, is no stranger to Annie.
Yep.
And she's been wanting to do it so badly at Riverside. And so we finally got it. And it's going to be one heck of a show. I didn't want to just throw up an Annie, you know. I mean, a lot of people do Annie.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, a lot of theaters will say, you pull Annie out when you're looking, you need to make some money. And that's not what we're doing. We love the show and we want to do it. But
yeah.
But I wanted to get a spectacular cast together and put some of our own little spins on the show. And I couldn't ask for a finer cast. It's just top notch in every supporting role and the ensemble. It's this is going to be an Annie for the ages. Yeah.
Couple weeks ago, when I was sitting there during South Pacific, mm-hmm. and I just thought, and that if you didn't see that, you missed one of the best shows that Riverside has put on. It was mm-hmm. just at times I got goosebumps.
Terrific.
It was so good.
Yep.
And I thought, boy, to put South Pacific, and then and I know Annie will be just the same.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, this is just we're so fortunate in this area to have theater and the fine arts like we do, thanks to Riverside.
Yeah, I mean it's important to have a quality theater, and I've said this many times. I don't think of us just as Fredericksburg and Stafford County, but I think of us as a regional theater.
Yeah.
And my goal was always to make it the best that it could be. And no matter if you're doing Les Mis or you're doing Annie, each show is going to be attacked and produced on that same level. And what's nice about it is the community. Both in Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, Stafford County, and these immediate environs, and north and south, as far as up D.C. and down south to Richmond, people have responded to, wow, this is top-notch quality in theater. So
yeah.
I have to keep going. I have to, keep trying to raise the bar.
Yep. It is. Yeah, you do. So without further ado, how did you find Annie? Because you always, this is what I always find interesting.
At an orphanage.
At an orphanage. But you always, in the back of your mind, sometimes it can be years in the past, or it can be just something you saw and mm-hmm. you think, boy, she'd be it.
You know, that didn't happen with this show. You keep your. I mean, I would see shows out there, and you'd see different young girls mm-hmm. in different shows. But then, if I saw a show back in 2012, and she'd be a great Annie. Well, she's not
Annie
right
anymore.
For Annie right now.
Yeah.
So we did a good old fashioned audition,
okay.
And we saw, over 100 little girls, and for all the orphans and for Annie. And then there were several submissions too, because you would be amazed at the number of young girls out there all over the United States. And I think we garnered some attraction because Sally Struthers was in our production. But we had submissions from California, Texas, all over the place for the role of Annie. So not just the 100 plus girls we saw at auditions at Riverside, but probably another 50, 60 submissions that came our way. And So we saw over 100 girls at Riverside. We looked at the submissions, and we whittled it down to, I think we called back 30-plus girls to callbacks, and we had four possibilities for Annie. And the young lady sitting next to me here, Kylie Hope Geraci, just was the one that, I mean, she was the combination of all the elements. You've got to have a good voice, you got to have a good actor, and a good look. And she won the prize. Yeah.
So, Kylie, you're Annie. Have you ever done, I'm guessing, have you done Annie before?
I have. I've been Annie twice, and I was actually Molly once, too.
Oh, okay. So you have done this. So are you from around here?
I live in Alexandria, Virginia. It's not that far away from here.
Okay. So, wow. You get to... were you nervous going through all the auditions and things like that? You don't seem like it. You seem pretty self-assured.
I mean, like, of course there's always a little bit of nervousness going to audition, but, like, I've done it so many times now that it's not really nerve-wracking anymore.
How old were you when you did your first play?
Well, I did a summer camp when I was 4, and I did a play there, but, like, my first professional play, I think I was 8.
Wow. And how old are you now?
I'm 11. I'm going to be turning 12 during the run, actually.
Wow. Patrick, if you'd taken me anywhere when I was 11 or 12, I would not be talking like Kyle.
Me either. Yeah. 11 or 12, I had nothing to do with the theater.
Whimpering in the corner is what I
was. Yes. I would be, wow. So
yeah.
You seem like you're really excited about this.
I am really excited.
Christopher, what's it like for you to work with, is it different working with, I mean, wow, Kylie is some kind
she's
of...
She's a pro.
Yeah.
You know, she's a pro. So, you know, when you know, I came in, they had been in rehearsals for a few weeks, and I came in, and she was ready to go. So it makes me up my game a little bit, get off book, and be ready to do the show with her. She's done the show before. This is the first time I've approached Daddy Warbucks. So I had to learn quickly to keep up with her, so...
I wondered if you had done this before. So now was because you were in Lacage just a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Is that how you figured out that this was who you wanted to have?
See, I did what you were saying I do. You know, I'm always looking. I'm always, you know. And, I mean, I had made up my mind because not only being the producer and the artistic director of the theater, but I'm directing this show. So I knew who I wanted.
Yeah.
And it was, not a matter of convincing, but, you know, Sally would always ask, like, well, who are we thinking of this and who are we thinking of that? And I always run things by her, but I had made up my mind. I knew what I wanted. So we had started talking about it, and then I told him, I'm sure this is gonna work out. And then we had to go through the shaving of
my God,
you want me to shave my head? And I said, well, I think that's gotta happen. And we explored the possibility of doing like a skull cap and all that kind of stuff. And it just wasn't gonna be authentic enough and kind of pricey to do that. And so I said to Chris, and then being the kind of guy he is, he called me. He said, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And
because I didn't think when you were in here the last time, I thought you had a hair.
A hair and a beard. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But all I will say is, you know, you trust your gut, which I do. And 97% of the time, one thing I feel good about is my ability to cast a show. And we were in rehearsals last week. Sally Struthers came in and she was watching him and she just looked over at me and went, wow. And she's worked with, you know, a lot of great Daddy Warbucks. So she was over the moon. And he's terrific in this role.
So do you think, because I too am bald and decided to do that on my own too, and then I got to do it and I liked it.
Right,
especially this time of year when it's, especially in the cool mornings,
I do find I get chilled a little bit more than I used to. Yeah, the wind will blow by the back of my head and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Sends shivers through me. So yeah, it's definitely something to get used to, but... I was talking to a couple, Steve Sorrentino was in the cast, and he was saying that now he doesn't remember what I looked like with hair.
Yeah.
So now that I've been without it for a couple weeks now. So it's very freeing. It's nice to try something totally new.
You know? I bet.
And for me, it helps with the character. I don't know if people have noticed in rehearsals, but yeah, I generally always have my baseball cap on. But then when I'm going on to do any scene and I take the hat off, it's like it just helps with the transformation into Daddy Warbucks for me.
Yeah.
For the character. And I'm thrilled to be back and thrilled to be doing this role because it's such a – the thing about Annie, and I think it's the thing that Patrick has really pulled out of this production, is that there's, as he says, there's a lot of heart in Annie, and there's a lot of dramatics and, mm-hmm. and heaviness to parts of Annie because of the time it takes place in history, et cetera. And to be able to tap into that, not just make it all just, you know, this, you know, song and dance type thing.
Yeah.
It's really, really wonderful to tap into that aspect of the show because it really does have a lot of emotion in it.
Annie starts September 25th, goes through November 17th. It's at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, riversidedt.com, 370-4300. We'll talk about tickets and all of that when we come back. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Again, it's Annie. That's our focus this morning. Patrick Ahern, Kylie, and Chris Sanders here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com, tourstaffordva.com. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts is our focus this morning. Now, Annie coming to the stage at the Riverside September 25th through November 17th. Patrick Ahern is here, the producing artistic director. Kylie's here. She is Annie, and Chris Sanders is Daddy Warbucks, and he is here also. As you put something like this together, and because you don't, you mentioned earlier, Patrick, that when you do shows, you don't just do shows. You do shows and put your little touches here and there on them. Something like this, where everyone comes and they know the story of Annie, they've seen Annie,
yeah,
a bunch of times.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're going to walk away, and I'm not asking you to give anything away because I know you've got a lot of little surprises in this show. But just a little bit, I know this is not your normal Annie.
Well, you want to make an impression, you know, and what I want people to do is walk out of the theater and go, wow, that's one of the best Annies I've ever seen. You know, so many people walked out of South Pacific. What we're getting a lot of, and I know it's not cliche, but a lot of people are coming and saying, this was like a Broadway quality experience. And do I have the budgets that they have on Broadway? Not at all. But if you cast a show really, really well and have incredible talent on stage, if you create an environment on the stage with a beautiful set and beautiful costumes, and you have a terrific orchestra, and our space is just, well, you know the space, it's great.
Yeah.
It does give the feel of that and in an intimate setting. And so each show we tackle, when you build a reputation, and I always say to people when people leave the doors at night and I usually meet and greet, and generally 10 to 20 people will say, this was my favorite one.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say, well, does that bother you when you disagree and you maybe something? And I said, not at all, because if they're walking out my doors and each show is the best one they've ever seen, we're doing something right.
Yeah.
And so I never take it for granted to just throw up a show. If we're going to take it on, then we're going to put our own stamp on it. And that doesn't mean that we're changing the show. We're doing, you know, we're putting our own dialogue or lyrics or whatever
right,
into
it's Annie.
The show. I'm just saying we're going to make it special. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing with this production. It starts with the casting. And when you can have somebody like Sally Struthers playing Miss Hannigan, which I have to say, she's probably, you know, Dorothy Loudon, who was the original Miss Hannigan, who Sally idolized, Sally's on par with Dorothy Loudon. She's probably one of the finest Miss Hannigans that is out there. I think this is her eighth production of it. And she, back in the, I think it mid to late 1990s, they did a 20th anniversary revival of Annie. And it starred Nell Carter from Give Me a Break. She also did Ain't Misbehavin'. And Sally replaced her and then took it on tour for about a year and a half. And she made such an impact. So we're fortunate enough to have Sally Struthers on the stage. So I gotta match that. I've gotta surround her with people that are going to be on par with her. And there you have it. So this is going to be probably one of the better productions of Annie that people get to see in this area.
Chris, is it fun for you to work with Sally Struthers?
Oh, she's amazing. I mean, I mentioned to a friend of mine, it's like a masterclass in comedy to watch her to watch her rehearse, because you just see somebody who just is so good at what she does, and it comes so naturally to her, and she can make you laugh with just a simple gesture or a look. Without even saying a word, she can get you to laugh, and she has the cast in stitches every night during the run through. So I can't even imagine once those lights are on and things are going full bore, how amazing she's going to be. And she's so good with the kids and Kylie and Kylie actually does a lot more with her than I get a chance to. So why don't you tell me how do you feel working with Sally, Kylie?
She's really nice. She's amazing. Honestly, she's hilarious. Like even just sitting watching her. You just laugh almost like every 2 seconds. She's really one of the nicest people. She like comes in, she waves to us every day. She's really amazing.
I was just gonna say, because the times she's coming here, and I always tell the story that the first time she came in, when Patrick said she was bringing her, I was so nervous. I just was so nervous because I thought, you know, she's coming here, and you know, who are we, you know? And she just couldn't have been. She was just like you say, Kylie. She was just
she's like
so
your best
nice.
Friend. She's yeah, a, she's just a sweet, yeah. sweet woman, and kind as all get out, and. It just makes all of us, you know, we're all thrilled to perform with her, and she's. Seems just as thrilled to perform with us, which makes it just one big happy family.
And Ted, she has been going from one production to the next, and she's had some I don't mean to say struggles, but with allergy seasons and stuff like that, it's affected her voice a little bit. So she was told by a doctor that she should take a little bit of rest on her voice. So. There have been some of the rehearsals where she's vocally silent, but she's still doing the role up there.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to see. I mean, she's got everybody laughing without even saying a word.
Without saying a word.
The physical comedy and how she puts all of her being into it is just something else. I mean, it's you know, you remember the Carol Burnett show with all those, that a lot of that sketch comedy.
Yes.
This is that at its finest.
I bet.
Mean, she can just not say a word for 30 seconds and she'll have you pee in your pants. I mean, it's pretty damn funny. I belly laugh every night. And, you know, her blocking stays the same, but you never know what she's going to do within the confines of that. So, yeah, it's a treat to get to see her do this role.
Well, and I'm sure for all of you on the staff, it's just fun to work with her. And it's at the end of the day, it's going to be something you're going to always remember and going to be able to –
Yeah,
to tell your family and friends, hey, guess who I worked with?
Yeah. I mean, she's an icon. I mean, you know, 2-time Emmy Award winner. You know, it's really a thrill to share the stage with somebody who has that type of history, not only on stage but on television. You know, part of the biggest television shows of the 70s, All in the Family. So it's for me, having grown up during that period and remembering the show. To sit there and be on stage and looking into her eyes and going, "Yes, I remember watching you when I was," you know. Kylie's age, you know, and it's a thrill. It's literally a thrill.
I was doing an interview. We were doing something at Children's Hospital a few weeks ago, and their in-house radio station, and they asked me who are some of the people, you know, famous that you've interviewed, and that was the first person I mentioned.
So
I think for all of you, it's the same way. Even though Kylie wouldn't remember her, I mean, you'll be able to look back onto Wikipedia or you'll see things on TV and say, I worked with her.
Yep.
That's got to be pretty cool.
And she's really as cool. humble as can be.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell this story. Of course, I can't add all the color to it, but when she first arrived in Fredericksburg to do Hello, Dolly! Back in 2011, and that was the first time that we had telephone conversations, but we had never really met. We had a lot of friends in common. And I went to pick her up at the airport in Richmond. She had flown in from Los Angeles. And one of the local limousine companies said, well, this is really a big thing. You know, we'll be happy to, you know, no charge. We'll go down and pick her up. And I said, oh, that's really sweet, you know. And so myself and one other person from Riverside go in this white stretch limo down to the airport. We meet Sally at the gate. She comes off the gate, and of course, she would have thought that I was her long lost relative. The way she, you know, and of course, she plays it up. And then we get down to baggage, and we get the baggage, and everything's set to go. And then we start walking out. And Sally said, "Where are you going? You're going to the side. Here's the front doors." I said, "Oh no, we're parked on the side. I thought, you know, it would be better for you because if you didn't want to have people, you know, recognizing you or whatever." So we hit the side doors at the Bird Airport?
Richmond International Airport.
Yeah, Richmond. And the side doors open, and there's this big stretch limo. And she looks at me, and she said, "I can't use all the
time." Yeah, of course you can't.
She says, "What, are we going to the prom?" You didn't have to get a limo. I could have had my car, you know. So... that's one of my favorite Sally's Brothers stories.
That is very good.
Yeah.
Annie, again, at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, September 25th through November 17th, riversidedt.com for tickets, and you're going to want to get tickets and not wait on this one, Patrick.
We have sold upwards of 4,000 tickets so far. So that's a really, really good start, and we're a week out from opening. So, people should not... should not delay, you know, and that doesn't include all the group sales that's not even in yet. So that's a general sales population on tickets. So
wow,
yeah, don't wait because you know it is one of those shows where people will buy last minute and you're not going to get the seats that you like. So so call in and get your tickets soon for Annie.
Yep. RiversideDT.com or 370-4300. When we come back, we'll talk to Kylie about some of her songs and. That she likes to do and what she just likes about being Annie in the production Annie at the Riverside Center. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts and Annie, our focus. Annie begins September 25th, goes through November 17th. Patrick Ahern, Kylie here. She is Annie. And Chris Sanders is here. He's Daddy Warbucks. So Kylie, just between you and me, what's it like working with Patrick? Because I've always, does he work you hard?
Yes, he does.
Exactly. I knew he did. What's it like? This has just got to be so much fun for you.
It's really fun. I mean, the entire cast is really nice, especially all of the girls. Honestly, I feel like I've known them all for like 3 years. I feel like I could tell them anything. Everybody's just so welcoming.
Wow, there's $40 there to say nice things about Daddy Warbucks. the people you're working with, I mean, the orphans, there's a bunch, isn't there?
Typically there's six and Annie.
I was going to say, was it six or eight or something?
I added two.
Okay.
And we've actually given them names. So it's nice. So we have eight orphans and then Annie. So nine young girls altogether.
Have you ever worked with Riverside this big of a production?
I have. I've never actually worked with Riverside before, though, so this is my first time. But
okay.
I've done a lot of big productions. I've done Ragtime at Ford's Theater. I did an opera with the Washington National Opera. That was really fun. And I'm used to a lot of big productions, but this was also the first time where the whole entire cast wasn't here on the first day of rehearsal. So they just kind of came in the second week, and it was kind of fun to just see how everything fit together in the show. Because before you were only working on the scenes with the orphans, so you knew how that was going to turn out. But then the entire adult cast comes in, and you see the show starting to come to life.
Well, it's got to be fun now as it does come to life, as now you're really getting into where you're, I guess, when you do, when, as you get ready, you're doing the running through the whole show probably every day.
Yeah. I mean, so since like middle of last week, we've been running the show every night, except for last night where we did stuff with the orchestra, but we're going to be doing the run every night, I think, and then we'll start tech Friday, yep. I think. So we start tech Friday, and it's kind of amazing, like, I keep thinking, oh my gosh, opening's only a week. Like, it's kind of just gone by so quickly.
Is that what you feel like, Chris?
Oh, I love, this is my favorite part. My favorite part is you know, when we get on the stage and, you know, a lot of, for me anyhow, you know, it's the costumes and the lights and this, I mean, that's what theater is all about. And when you get out of the rehearsal hall and you get to see people, you know, up on their stage doing their characters. And my favorite part of performing is watching other people perform, believe it or not. I mean, I love to watch people work. And you'll find me a lot of times when I'm backstage just sitting on the wings watching people do what they do. And that's mm-hmm. how I learned. You know, it's yeah. by watching people do what they do. Because you can learn. I'm constantly learning. I'm learning from Kylie mm-hmm. here. I'm learning from Sally. I'm learning from Katie Little, who plays Grace. I learn from everybody. So, you know, it's very, very exciting.
What's fun is to sit here and just to see the chemistry that you two have, because you two are
she puts
together
up with me,
a lot.
Because, you know, I'm kind of a goof off sometimes, but she's very professional, and you know, I'm professional when I need to be, but when, you know, I like to have fun, and she likes to have fun as well, which makes it nice.
Kyler, I mean, you're dealing with the other orphans, but then you're also dealing with Chris and with Miss Hannigan, and I mean, you're the one you're really dealing with a lot of. You're dealing with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun because you get to work with everybody in the cast, and that kind of already builds your relationships with all of them. So, I mean, it's really fun getting to work with everybody.
And it's not, you know, the show is called Annie, so, you know, it's really her story. It's her arc. She has the hardest job in the show. She takes the biggest journey. Her character takes the biggest journey in the show, and it's, you know, Patrick has pulled a wonderful performance out of her, and it's going to be, like I said, it's a show that has a lot of heart. And I think the audiences are just going to love it.
I never thought of that. That the name of the show and the you know, obviously Sally is the big name, but when all is said and done, everyone is really focused on Annie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, you know, Chris mentioned heart in the beginning, and Annie represents that heart. Annie represents optimism. Which is so important. And one thing you can't ignore when you do a show like Annie is, and that's why I try to stay away from it being too cartoony or just your typical mm-hmm. sweet musical comedy. There are still orphans out there today. And we want to give hope to people who come to see the show. You never know who's in your audience. Yeah. You don't know what you're portraying on stage and how that stirs something up in them. And so I think the beauty of a show like Annie, and Chris talks about her journey and her and Annie's arc, is you want that portrayed beautifully, and you want it to touch people, because you know, she's so hopeful. She never gives up on finding that mother and father. And there's probably so, yeah, I mean, you watch these programs on TV today where people are reunited with parents or mm-hmm. with a mother that they haven't seen for years. And I take that seriously. And when she comes to the realization that they're not out there, then you have wanted to create such a beautiful chemistry between her and Daddy Warbucks and Grace Farrell and all the servants in Warbucks Mansion, yeah. because there is her family. And that's what I've tried to take the time to do, is show that sometimes your blood family is your blood family, but that doesn't mean that another family is out there for you to make you feel just as at home. And I hope that's what we've done in this production.
Well, I can see. I mean, Annie brings a lot of hope, and so do you, Chris. I mean, you're kind of the hero that kind of comes galloping in, and it just turns out to be a really nice guy.
I really think that Annie saves Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She saves him, because his life has basically become all about business, and he's forgotten how to enjoy life and to see the fun in life. And she brings that back into his life and changes him for the better. So,
yeah, that's true. That is true.
So, and she reminds him, you know, he has that great line in one of the songs about not knowing what it's like to be one, a kid. And having Annie around, that's brought back something quite wonderful for him.
Yeah, so. Speaking of that song, there's a song that was written for Anthony Warlow when they did the production in Australia called Why Should I Change a Thing, which was added for Warlow. And we have it in our production. It's a nice little... I call it a little soliloquy or a monologue type song that's in the first act, which really kind of establishes where Warbucks is emotionally at that point in the show. And the line is, you know, I've heard that kids can be fun, but I don't remember being one, you know, that type of thing. So it's a wonderful song, and I'm very, very happy that Patrick included it in this production.
Kylie, do you have a favorite song or two, or you know, in this show that you really like?
I mean, it's all great, but just Tomorrow, since it's so iconic.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when you think of Annie, you think of Tomorrow. So, yeah. Like, I mean, that's just really
not Hooverville?
Sorry. That's number two.
For sure. So, like, I mean, it's just fun to be up on stage performing that, especially with the dog who is amazing and adorable.
They have two dogs.
I've heard, because I know of one of the dogs, mm-hmm. because one of the dogs, I've seen that on Facebook, and there's a friend of mine, and they're just thrilled I know about the dogs. Yep. What's it like working? You've had dogs in shows before. Haven't you? I can't remember.
About
yes,
me.
We did. There was, we had one time, Chowsy and Gypsy. The Mama Rosa's little dog, but else is jogging me, but that was... But at least that dog, you know, can be carried around on stage. But we're counting a lot on this dog because there's more that Sandy has to do in the show. But we have two great dogs, Gus and Mackie, and their owners have just been delightful to work with. And we've got this gentleman, Josh, who is a trainer who I can't say enough about. What a great guy. And he's giving his time to do this, and he loves it. And he's got a great family, and all his kids and his wife are in the other day and working with the dogs. And, you know, I always say at Riverside, when the angels give up on me, then I'll be ready to hang my hat. But we have some wonderful angels at Riverside, and that's what keeps it going strong. And these families that are allowing us to have the dogs in the show, and this wonderful man, Josh, who's doing the training, it makes you feel good that there's people that care and want us to succeed.
Well, the dogs have better headshots than we do.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about bringing them in today, you know, to do radio. You know?
Well, that would have been a first.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we can do one show and we'll bring them in. When Sally comes in, we'll bring the dog.
It'd be hilarious. And I guess, I mean, you've always got to be ready for anything, but I guess with dogs, you kind of have to figure that out, that they're not always going to do what you expect them to do.
No, you never know with animals on stage. Suffice it to say that I had my own experience several years ago doing a production of Cinderella, where I was the prince, and I had to sing one of my songs on a big white horse on stage, and that's all I'll say. Suffice it to say, I was upstage a few times.
I'm sure you were. I wish there were video of that.
there probably is something. Yeah, yeah. But so you never know. Yeah, as long as they don't jump off the stage and go into the audience, we'll be all right. But I think we'll be fine. Yeah.
It must. I asked Kylie about working, you know, with you. Kylie just seems like, wow, what you all can learn from her.
Well, the audition process is important to me. You know, I was taught that as an actor. I'll never forget when I was cast in Les Mis and one of our first meet and greets and the director, Trevor Nunn, talking about how important the casting process is, because you want to get a sense of not only the talent, but the person that you're going to work with and how moldable they are. I knew Kylie was going to be it, because she not only sang beautifully, but she did the scene work for me in the auditions, and I saw her take the direction. And she's done everything. I mean, she's taken it and she's made it her own, and it's been a pleasure to work with her. She's it's an acted performance up there. You're going to believe that she's Annie. She's not Kylie playing Annie. She's Annie for that period of time, each performance. And you know, it pleases me because that's what's important to me. And some kids, you know, when you push them too much, they can break or they can get upset. And I've always said to the girls, you know, I'm firm, but know that I love you. I don't have a mean bone in my body, but I'm going to want the best out of you. And I'm only doing it because I went through the process too. Some of the best directors I worked with didn't settle. They pushed me to get the best out of me. And that's what you do. And I want these girls to not only get to do Annie, but if I can give them something, you know, and maybe they look back someday when they're in their 20s or their 30s and they say, gee, I remember when we worked with Patrick and he told me to do this or think that, or she's going to go on to do great things. And so you don't want to just make it easy for them. You want to push them to give the best that they can. So working with her has been a delight. Yeah.
Have you felt like you've learned a lot from Patrick and being in this show, Kylie?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, just this is actually – so I come in and they had scheduled times where it was just me working on, like, character work, and I had never done that before. So that definitely helped because, like, building the character is one of the most important things in acting. If you don't have the character, it's not going to be as believable as it could be. So just going in there, it helped me just definitely get into, like, Annie's just, like, mindset. So, like, just – I was in there and I had a lot of character development, and that was already a lot. Just like the advice that Patrick gave me on like character, that really helped.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure as you go on to do other things, like he said, you'll be thinking back of, we did that at Riverside.
Well, you learn those tools so you can do it yourself. You know, I always tell the kids sometimes when they're singing a song, you know, don't just think about it as singing, but do it like a monologue. Speak the words like, or write it out as a letter. That becomes more a part of you rather than just the notes that are on the written page. A show like Annie, so many times when I've seen productions of it, or it's all geared to finding the girl that can sing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. But
it's not everything.
Annie is much greater than just being able to sing tomorrow. Yeah. It like Chris said earlier, it's a journey. It's an arc, and you've got to find. We saw some girls, you know, that belted out, but they didn't have all the other things that needed to go with it. And so you're looking for the total package.
So, Kylie, I guess that you already know what you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah, I think I do want to do acting.
Dermatologist.
No, I could never be an actor. But for sure, yeah, I want to do acting, the performing arts, just anything. Like, performing is where I'm happy when I'm on stage performing.
Wow. And the other thing that you don't even think about is that there's school that you're also, you know, you're doing this along with school.
Well, I'm homeschooled, so that helps with scheduling because if I'm at rehearsal in the daytime and I have a dinner break, I'll go to rehearsal and then we'll eat and then I'll just quickly like do some math and then go back to rehearsal. So it helps because I just have everything with me and I can do it whenever I have to. If I have a day off, I'll just do extra school work then.
See, and that's what I have to do, too, because I go to rehearsal, and then in my break, I go back to my desk, and I do math, too.
And I know Chris does.
Oh, yeah, constantly, yeah.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Kylie's here. She's Annie. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director at Riverside. And Chris Sanders here. He's Daddy Warlick's with Annie. Annie is a September 25th through November 17th. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, our focus, Annie, is the show, September 25th through November 17th. Annie is here. She's Kylie's. Chris Sanders is Daddy Warbucks. And Patrick Ahern is here with the Riverside. We mentioned it. If you've sold as many tickets as you've talked about, this show is going to be a blockbuster.
Well, it's a family show.
Yeah.
So there's that element to it. And then it's the fall into the holiday season. So we give you a little bit of Christmas in this show. So Christmas before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then the incomparable Sally Struthers in our production.
Yeah.
And she's not only well-known, but she has built a following here. This is her sixth show with us here at Riverside.
Really?
So,
six?
Six.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So... yeah, all of those things, you know, I don't want to sound like a producer saying, go buy your tickets, but I'm telling you, you're going to want to see the show. You might want to see it twice. And if you want the seats that you want to have, get your tickets, call in. It's a good thing to do that. 540-370-4300.
Yep.
RiversideDT.com, also online ticket sales.
It's easy to do. I got off on a rant with somebody the other day, and I thought you've heard it before, so we won't get it. But I saw where tickets in Richmond were going, Hamilton tickets were being sold.
Yeah.
And I said to somebody, why? I got off on to why. Why? I said, there's Riverside is here. Spend your money at Riverside. You're going to see just great, great shows. Because after this is the Christmas show, which
Christmas
is going
spectacular.
It's going to be altered a little bit from what it was a couple of years ago. That was a great show.
It was a great show. And I'm excited. We got 8 new songs, production numbers in it, some new cast members. That's going to be great. And then Grease will be here in 2020. And the show that I'm really, really excited about is Bright Star, the musical written by Steve Martin
and
Edie Brickell. That is going to be, I think people are going to fall in love with that show. So we got a good lineup. And very soon, we finalized our next season, believe it or not.
Ooh.
So pretty excited to announce that. Maybe next show.
Yeah, good. It's always good to hear. It's always good to get the...
Keep the tension melting.
He does that.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting close now, Kylie. Are you really, when the opening day, for the opening show, is that, once you do it, you know, you can do it. Is that, you kind of nervous the first time? Or not really.
She's too young to get nervous.
Yeah, that's true.
No, opening night is the day where it's the one day in the show where you're like actually like really nervous. And then you just get on and you're fine. And then like the next few shows, I mean, you realize, oh yeah, I did it. You're going to be okay. Because opening night, it's like, it's the first time you're actually doing the show in front of the audience and everything.
Well, and you just don't know. When you're in rehearsals, you know, you people that are watching you have seen you run it. When you do it in front of a live audience for the first time and hear where the laughs come and hear where the tears come, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, you never know how they're actually going to react. So it's also part of the nerves. But it's really fun opening night. I mean, nothing really beats it in live theater. It's so amazing.
It's, you know, the thing is, I mean, yes, you have the natural jitters and nerves about it, but we're so prepared, I think, you know.
Yeah.
If you're well prepared to go, I mean, we've got to work with all the elements now, but they're ready. They're, you know, we're doing these run-throughs, and we've had peaks and valleys and all that kind of stuff already. So I say they shouldn't be nervous, but they have nothing to be nervous about themselves. I guess any of the nerves are just the standard... Okay, the curtain goes up.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's no turning back now.
Yeah.
Well, Kylie, it was an honor to have you on this morning. It was really fun. I can't wait to see you. I mean, you are I can't wait to see your name in other places with other shows. Thank you for coming in. This was great stuff.
It was really nice meeting you.
And the new look, Chris Sanders.
Thank you, yes.
We are brothers.
We are brothers in baldness.
Yes, we are.
Brothers in baldness.
Good to have you back, Chris. Thank you.
You too, take care.
And thank you again, Patrick.
My pleasure, Ted.
RiversideDT.com, 370-4300.
WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.